Hi, this is Bob Williamson. A Christian pastor's analysis of the U.S. election drama. I received the following letter the other day and felt it was something you might like to ponder prior to the election and then get to a voting booth. Is Trump good for America? I mentioned Sunday that I would speak on this next week. Unfortunately, I found that I was shoehorning this topic into my planned message. To properly present what I want to speak on Sunday, I may have to leave the Donald out of it, but let me take a minute for those that wonder and give some of my thoughts. When I first heard that Donald Trump was entering the race last year, I told my wife that perhaps it was a good thing for the party in America. I knew that he was not a saint, but I thought that he would be like a bull in a china shop. He is a disruptor, and I believe America could use a fresh thinker, especially in the political arena. I didn't think he would get the nomination, but that he would shake up politics as usual. I was correct on the shaking up. Lance Waldnau likens him to a biblical Cyrus, someone who is dynamically used of God, even though not perceived by many as a God follower. God has used many people in history that I would probably not like or agree with. I'm not sure I would have liked all the disciples, or David, or Moses. Somehow, God did not seem compelled to consult with me on his choices. I've always admired Winston Churchill. He is seen as one of the greatest national leaders in the 20th century. Last year, I had the privilege of going through the War Museum in London. Winston is a key feature. His life is controversial. He was not always celebrated as a great leader. He was a bombastic, cigar-smoking, at times crude, even misogynistic leader. It is alleged that he told off-color stories to his children before bedtime. A woman once told him he was disgustingly drunk. His response was, "My dear, you are disgustingly ugly, but tomorrow I shall be sober and you will still be ugly." There are many websites that discuss the outlandish comments and activities of this great world leader, but he had exactly what was needed to stop Hitler at the channel, to rouse the nation to never give up, and to partner with America to find final victory in Europe. You probably wouldn't want him as your pastor, maybe not even your father, but he was the right leader for that moment in England's history. Such a brazen man that would go up to the roof of his quarters in central London and smoke cigars as Hitler's Air Force bombed all around him. I'm not sure I would have voted for him, but he was the right man. I think it would be awesome to have a righteous leader, one that understood the intricacies of the economy, healthcare, defense, immigration, with great sensitivity to religious institutions, a heart for the poor, a vision for the future. If that leader was a praying person, formidable in the Word of God and loved the local church, I would rejoice. I do not think that is a choice we will have in November. Instead, we will look for someone who is imperfect, yet will fit the times we are living in. Particularly that whoever we vote for will be someone who might possibly have the opportunity to appoint up to 3 Supreme Court justices that could radically shape our culture in America for the next 30 years. The America of our grandchildren could be very different, and that may not be good. We cannot stand on the sidelines. A non-vote is a passive vote for a direction we may very well regret. So, is Donald Trump good for America? I honestly believe that he has been already. He has shaken the political system. Do his comments offend me? At times. Do I agree with all he says? Not at all. But could he be a Cyrus being raised up by God to preserve America? Nobody liked General Patton, but he sure was an instrument of the United States for the right things. This I know, I will vote for the best chance for America. I will pray for our leaders as I have already. In the end, God will continue to be my source and my hope. I do believe that God has had a hand in America's history. I hope and pray that we will also have a saving hand in America's future. So there you have it. Join me in voting for Trump next month. This is me talking. It is, after all, our only choice to change America, and Lord knows it needs to change. Listen to what God said about King Cyrus, a pagan like Trump. Isaiah 44:28. When I say of Cyrus, he is my shepherd. He will certainly do as I say. He will command, rebuild Jerusalem. He will say, restore the temple. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.